Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we are just 2 inches away, count them, 2 inches from having been through the snowiest winter on record. And a lot of people are saying we better break that record, because if we don't, then what was all the suffering this winter for? Enduring those snow-clogged streets and sidewalks, the broken transit system, the ice dams and collapsed roofs. Breaking the record could give our collective spirits a much-needed boost, because the economy this winter, well, it certainly took a hit. And economists are trying to size up just how big that hit is. Some estimate it could be upwards of $1 billion, but it is not an exact science. So Michael Goodman is here to help us dive into the numbers. He's executive director of the Public Policy Center at UMass Dartmouth. Michael Goodman, welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first of all, it is hard to quantify exactly how the Massachusetts economy has been affected this winter, but what is your best estimate?
Well, that's certainly the case in real time. I think late in April we'll get the first quarter results on the state growth, and then we'll know. I think when you're building this kind of an estimate, you've got to do it very carefully. We're making assumptions about the level of activity, how much spending is going on, and how much is lost. I think if you look at some of the best estimates that I've seen recently, IHS Global Insight estimated that a day of complete immobilization in Massachusetts cost our economy about $265 million. All of that is not lost. Some of it gets pushed off into the future. But I think easily we're talking about at least $1 billion, certainly could be more impact on the state economy.
And that's an economy that's overall roughly $460 to $470 billion.
That's right.
So how does winter compare to others?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly been incredibly severe. What's different, I think, is how intense in such a short period of time we've been experiencing. The last 4 or 5 weeks have been incredible. Last year, in the first quarter of 2014, we may not remember directly, but we had an extended period of very low temperatures thanks to the polar vortex. And both Massachusetts and the nation actually contracted in the first quarter of 2014. So we had a very slow economic experience in the first quarter, and then we did a lot of catching up in the remainder of 2014.
You know, we've heard some conversation over the course of the day about the fact that Massachusetts has a significant knowledge economy, so a lot of people can work from home, or maybe their ability to work wasn't as severely impacted as it might have been. But I take that point, but there are still a lot of people out there who had to get to work, or who worked at, say, retailers or restaurants that lost a significant amount of business. The impact then isn't necessarily of equal proportion across the state.
No, that's absolutely right. I think we are certainly less exposed to the impacts that a severe disruption to the retail economy, which is what we've experienced, involves because of our industry mix, because of our dependence on high technology industries, because we have a lot of professional and salaried workers who get paid whether they go to work or not. But for those sectors that rely on, foot traffic, day-to-day demand, restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, they're suffering losses that they, in some cases, won't recover. And for those workers who get paid by the hour or rely on tips, those are folks who don't get paid when they don't work, and so the income losses they've experienced are not likely to be recovered.
Not likely to be recovered.
No. I mean, I think, for example, take the disruption of the Valentine's Day holiday. So that's a giant day for restaurants and entertainment venues. And the survey that was reported by the Globe this morning suggests that retail activity during that week was down over 50%. So those are big losses. Some of us find another time to go out and celebrate that holiday. Many of us move on. And so I do think there will be real losses in certain sectors of the economy. Mm-hmm. That said, I do think if you're making big purchases, appliances, cars, and other sorts of things, you're just going to wait until it's sunny outside, or you can actually get out of your door and you're going to go still make that purchase. So certain retailers, I think, will catch up. But the ones that are relying on day-to-day demand, no.
That's still a meaningful loss to them. But let me ask you, because you mentioned that certain sectors could catch up. The state's economy did well overall last year. Do you think this winter will affect that upward trajectory?
I don't think so. I think what we'll see may look very similar to what we saw last year. Last year, we had severe weather and low temperatures throughout the first quarter. If March turns out okay, January wasn't so bad, then we're really getting dragged down by February, which was incredibly intense here. And so I don't think it has to mean slower growth for the balance of 2015. In fact, I would be very surprised if that was the case.
Well, Michael Goodman is Executive Director of the Public Policy Center at UMass Dartmouth, talking us through the impact that all this horrible weather has had on the Massachusetts economy. Oh, and before I let you go, do you want to see us break the snowfall record?
Well, we might as well, even though I'm still waiting for my record-breaking snow prize. So I think it isn't that big a deal. But as long as we're here, we might as well go over the top.
Michael Goodman, thank you.